I mentioned last night at the Holy Thursday Mass that these days we are going in a very solemn way through what we do every single Sunday. We do in an hour on Sunday what we're doing over the course of 3 days now. Holy Thursday to Good Friday to the East Vigil. It's very, very important that we observe this in a solemn way so that every single Sunday we'll be able to enter into that mystery with a greater devotion and greater awareness of what's going on. Last night, of course, we had the Mass, and there's no other Masses that are celebrated anywhere in the world until tomorrow night. This is not a Mass, because the central part of the Mass is the consecration, where the bread and wine are transformed into the body and the blood of Jesus. That doesn't happen in this service. The hosts that were consecrated yesterday are brought forward, and that's what we receive in communion today. So this is not a Mass. As a matter of fact, this is the only time in the entire year where there are no Masses celebrated anywhere in the world. For the rest of the year, somewhere in the world there's a Mass going on, someplace. But this is the only time where there are no Masses being celebrated. And this is a very interesting service, this Good Friday service. There are a couple of times, and I want to bring this to your awareness, there are a couple of times that things happen where some people think that we're finished. We're not finished yet. there are two or three times that the clergy leave the sanctuary, but that's not the end of it. One time is to bring the cross forward, another time is to bring the Eucharist forward. Don't think that the service is ended until everybody up here leaves the sanctuary at the same time. Then you'll know, okay, that's the end of the service. So, just so that you know that that's what we do. I mentioned yesterday, of course, that this is all connected together. And the one thing, the one line that we find in that very long gospel today that connects last night's service with the service today is where Jesus says from the cross, "It is finished. It is finished." And the question comes up, what is the "it" that is finished? What is Jesus referring to by the "it"? And some people have come up with different ideas of what "it" is, but all of them fall short, because it can't be necessarily the things that they say it is, which is the "it" that is finished. Really, the one that makes the most sense, the "it" that is finished, is the Passover. Jesus was celebrating the Passover in the upper room, but there's a clue in one of the Gospels where Jesus hands the cup to the people, or to his disciples, and says, "I will not again drink of the fruit of the vine until everything is accomplished in the kingdom." Now, people who know the Passover will look at that and say, well, he doesn't finish the Passover because the fourth cup is the cup of consummation, and he doesn't drink that cup. They go into the night without drinking the fourth cup. And so we see that Jesus, when he says, "I am thirsty," and they give him the sour wine, that is the fourth cup, where he says, "Now it is finished." This is what shows that Jesus is not just some unfortunate guy who's executed by the Romans, but that he is offering himself freely in sacrifice to establish a new Passover, which is what we celebrate every time we gather for the Mass. And so we see that this is what's going on here. This is what connects all of this together. From one celebration, from last night to today to tomorrow, all of it is connected together. But we also want to acknowledge the bittersweet reality of today's service. We call it Good Friday. Good Friday. Why is it good? You know, the bittersweet nature of this, the bitterness is what Jesus went through. And the first reading from the prophet Isaiah gives a very strong understanding of all that Jesus went through, when it said he looked almost not any more human because he had been treated so poorly. So we see the incredible suffering that Jesus went through, but we see that Jesus went through that for us. That's the sweet part of it, where it says he was wounded for our offenses, crushed for our sins, and by his wounds you are healed. So we are healed through the wounds of Jesus. Jesus is the one who brings healing to us, and that's what brings us joy in the midst of the sorrow of today. We also have this joy because Jesus, by undergoing his suffering and death, has set us free. As we move forward, I want to just mention a couple of things, because on Sunday, of course, we have the Easter Vigil tomorrow night, and certainly I encourage everyone to take part in the Easter Vigil. That's the highlight of the entire year for us as we celebrate that great Vigil Mass. But on Easter Sunday, I want to remind you that there is no 6 o'clock evening Mass on Easter Sunday. We have reasons for not having the Mass then. So we only have 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock morning Masses on Easter Sunday. There is no 6 o'clock evening Mass. But today, as we enter into the reality of this Good Friday, we want to see that that there's a connection, that all of these different things that we are doing show to us the connection of what we do every Sunday at Mass. But also we want to acknowledge the bittersweet nature of this, that Jesus suffered greatly, but he went through this suffering for us so that we could be made free, that we could be made whole.